Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and body? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into palms, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the white flowers grow. They do the work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Jesus wants us to live in peace, because we are worrying for so many, many things, especially material goods. Jesus didn't say that we do not work for our living, our livelihood, but he wants us important is to seek first the kingdom of God. We are sent to the world by him, to every corner of the world, to live like Jesus. Jesus came on earth. He has not much material goods, but he shared his love. He shared the will of God for us. We too, the better way we go, like Jesus, that to share the love of the Father for us by our listening, by forgiving. Many times we worry so many things of our material goods. But Jesus tells us, he will provide for us. It doesn't mean that we don't have to work for our livelihood. But it's important is to put our attention, moment by moment, to fulfill the will of God for us, that moment. When we talk with people, when we work, everything just in the hand of God. Trust and live in peace. That Jesus wants us, apart from giving example to others, first of all, believe like Jesus. We entrust everything in the name of God the Father. Not ask Jesus to give us this strength like Him, living on earth, dependent only in the divine providence. We work, of course, then entrust everything in the hand of the Lord. Jesus, we trust in you.